They're called Shruti. Shruti means the subject matter which is without devotee. Simply you will go on hearing for millions of years. Or that will not also. This is the process of understanding absolute knowledge. Please note this point. What are the process? First thing is that one must be faithful. Second thing is that he must be thoughtful. The third thing is that he must have knowledge. What is that knowledge? I am not this one. And then as soon as I am convinced that I am not this body, then why should I take so much care for the body? Let me take care of myself. And as soon as these qualifications are fulfilled, then you can feel in yourself for the body. Prashnam Sri Atmanam Swatmani, and all these things is on the basis of devotional service and by the process of hearing from the authoritative source. These are the qualifications for understanding absolute truth. Now, atattvam vidhita shrestha varnashrama vibhavata samsthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi paritoshana. Now, it is clearly stated here that what is that absolute truth? Because as soon as you understand absolute truth, then there must be a process of activity. The process of activity, just like we do sometimes business. First of all, we understand each other and make an agreement. Then there will be business procedure. And then, next thing is profit. Anyway, to take it, suppose a boy and a girl agree to get themselves married. So, that is called agreement. Yes, I shall marry you, you shall become my husband, you shall become my wife. That's it. Then they should be together as a husband and wife, and the result is that they get good child, very nice child, lovely child. So everything, what there is to stand is relationship. The next work is to act under on that relationship, and the result and the enjoy. So similarly. And if we understand what is absolute truth, the absolute truth is already mentioned that we understand the absolute truth in three phases. First of all, impersonal Brahma. Second, localized Paramatma, Super Soul. And the ultimate last is the Supreme Personality of God. So if you at all understand the Supreme Personality Godhead is the cause of all causes. I am also one of the effects of that cause. Then what is your duty? That duty is mentioned here. That atattvam vidhita shrestha varnashrama vibhavata. They speak was being delivered by Śrīla Gosvāmī amongst great sages. So his address. My dear learned Brahmins, all the sages, they are Brahmins. So, my dear learned Brahmins, atattvam vidhita shrestha varnashrama vibhavata. According to the division of social system, what are the divisions? The first class man is a Brahmin, full of knowledge, spiritual knowledge. The second class man is the administrator, maintaining the state. And a third class man, economic development, mercantile. And fourth class man, the laborer class. This is the division of the society. There is division of spiritual advancement. What is that? That brahmacharya, the beginning of spiritual life. than Grihastha, householder, to live just like gentleman in responsibility with spiritual view, householder. Then, Manaprastha, retirement. Then, Sannyas, renounced life. These are the divisions, Parnasama Vibhava. Varna means four divisions of the social system, and Ashram means four divisions of spiritual enlightenment. So, here it is said, my dear Brahmins, learned Brahmins, according to the division of the social status and spiritual status, everyone's duty is, what is that duty? Sanusthitasya dharmasya. Everyone has got particular, specific occupational duty. A Brahmin has got occupational duty, the Kshatriya has occupational duty, similarly, Brahmachari, householder, and retired, everyone has got specific duty. That is mentioned in all the Shastras, in the Bhagavad Gita is also that is mentioned, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is also mentioned, and one is to be understood what he is according to his quality and work. Not by birth. When it is default, it is taken on the basis of birth. But actually, in the Shastra, the scripture, there is no question of birth. Anyone can become a Brahmin, anyone can become a Kshatriya, anyone can become a Sannyasi, anyone can become a Brahmachari, provided he acts according to the quality of the work. So, here Srimad Bhagavatam, dharmasya. Everyone has got a particular type of occupation and duty, but the ultimate goal of that duty is sansiddhi parisoshana. If you want to make perfection of your duty, then you have to satisfy the Supreme Law. It doesn't matter what you are. You may be a brahmachari, you may be a householder, you may be in the renounced order of life, and you may be a liberal class, you may be a Brahmin, or you may be an administrator, whatever you may be, that doesn't matter. But your duty, your occupational service will attain perfection when you try to satisfy the Supreme Law by your occupation. That is called Krishna consciousness. There is no harm that one is born in liberal class, or uneducated, or one is very garnet, or one is born of a very high family. These material qualifications have nothing to do for spiritual evolution. Spiritual evolution is that you have to satisfy with the with your talent, with your capacity, with your work to satisfy the Supreme God. That is your perfection. That is your perfection. It does not mean, suppose you are a businessman, and you are doing some business. Now, it does not mean that because you are a businessman, your perfection will be when you become a man like Rahula or Paul. That is not perfection. Perfection is that whether you are satisfying the Supreme Law by your occupation. It doesn't matter. So what you are doing and what you are doing for this your kingdom, you will be surprised to know that Lord Chaitanya had a very poor friend in his childhood. He had a poor friend. His name was Sridhar. His income was daily, in those days, 500 years before, his income was, say, about 5 cents daily. Not even that. Suppose 5 cents. So out of that 5 cents, he would spend 2.5 cents for Ganga Puja, for worshipping Maharaj Ganges. And with the balance, 2.5 cents, he will maintain his self. So, similarly, there are many instances. So it doesn't matter then what is your income, $5,000 or $500. You must try to satisfy according to your capacity, discipline law. That's it. There are many examples. Just like Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is the direct disciple of Lord Chaitanya. When he retired from his service as government minister, he brought home a golden coin, a full of gold. That is just imagine how much the amount was. But he divided like this. 50% of his accumulated wealth he spent for Krishna. There are many expenditures for Krishna. If you ask, so how you can spend for Krishna, this society for Krishna concert give you very nice program. If you have got millions of dollars to spend, we can give you program. Unfortunately, you are not getting it. Our program is ready. For Krishna consciousness, we can spend any amount of money. Rupa Goswami, he gave 50% to the persons who are working for Krishna consciousness. 25% he gave to his relatives. Because they expect something. If I am a family man, I got my children, my wife, so they expect something. So they must be given. But 25%, not all. And 25% he kept for himself, so that in times of emergency, because as soon as my money is gone out of my hand, I have no control. We have recently lost $6,000. As soon as you take it out of the hand, and not here in our New York. So as soon as you take it out of hand, now it is gone. It is gone. Therefore, we should keep something, because after all we have got this material body. Either I pay to Krishna, Krishna consciousness spent that amount of the time. Now if I give to my relatives something, that is also not return, then what to me if I am in danger, if I am in some difficulty? So something must be kept for yourself. So, this is the process. So, everyone should try. Now it is clearly stated that sanusthitasya dharmasya sansiddhi. Sansiddhi means the complete perfection. Complete perfection is to satisfy the Supreme Law. Sanusthitasya dharmasya sansiddhi paritoshana. Now how to make satisfaction of the Supreme Law? That is stated here. Tasma dekena manusa bhagavan khatatana patihi sotavya kititavyasya dhira pujyasya nittasaha. The satisfaction is how we can satisfy the Supreme Law. That is also stated here. What is that? Ekena manusa one attention. Not diverting your attention to so many things. Simply, fixing your attention on the Supreme Law. Tasmādhikena manasā bhagavān. Now, here he, Rāpa does not say Brahmeti Paramātmeti. The absolute truth is Brahmā Paramātman Bhagavān. That is mentioned. But here, when I have to give attention, then must be the Supreme Personality of God. Otherwise, where I am going to give attention? Is the impersonal feature, if I think, impersonal feature, it is very difficult where to fix on my mind. Therefore, impersonal feature, Brahma is not there. Ekena Musa. Then, super soul. Super soul is within you. That is understood by meditation. Impersonal absolute truth is understood by philosophical process, speculation, and the super soul is understood by meditation. So, as Bhagavan is practical, just like here, and interested in Krishna. Here is Krishna. Krishna's palm is there. Krishna's collar is there. Krishna's helmet is there. Krishna's advice is there. Krishna's instruction is there. Krishna's sound is there. Everything Krishna. Everything Krishna. There is no difficulty. But if you turn your attention to the impersonal and to the super soul, it is very difficult. It is very difficult. You cannot fix your attention to the impersonal. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Klesha Adhikatara Stresham of Bhaktya Sakta Sitasam, those who are attached to the impersonal features of the Absolute Truth, their business is very troublesome. Very troublesome. Not like that, chanting, dancing and eating. It is very nice. That is very troublesome. Speculate, this is not, this is not, this is not Brahma, this is not Brahma. What? And the result is attacking by working so hard for many, many lives. You have to come to Krishna. Bhavanam, Jepanam, and Sejaman, Prabhupada. This morning we have been discussing this. So here also, Bhagavad says that, Tasma Vekena Manasa, with your one attention, Tasma Vekena Manasa, Bhagavan Sakatantati. You have to fix your mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarpatanapati, Sarpatanapati, the master of the devotees. Who is Bhagavan? There are many Bhagavan. Because nowadays, we have manufactured many Bhagavan. But here it is said that Bhagavan means Sarpatanapati, who is accepted by great devotees, just like Brahma, Shiva. And not that by ordinary public one has been accepted, here is international God. No. So that God is Krishna. That conception of God is Krishna. Because in the Bhagavad Gita is fine, Matta Nannat Paratanam Asti. Krishna says that there is nothing beyond me. There is nothing beyond me. Aham Saralasta Prabhava. Mattat Paramam Pravattate. I am the origin of everything. Mattat Paramam Pravattate. Everything emanates from me. Iti Matva. One who knows this. Iti Matya. Bhajante Maam. Budha Bhava Samanita. Those who are actually learned. He knows it. And therefore he becomes my devotee. And in Brahma Samhita also it is said that Ishara Parama Krishna. There are many gods. But who is the Supreme God? The Supreme God is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Parama means the Supreme. You may be your God, I may be God, and there are many gods. But Krishna is the Supreme God. Nobody is above. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Dhari Govinda. He has no cause, Anadi. He is causeless. We have got cause. He is causeless. Anadi Dadi Govinda. Govinda means he is pleasure of, means the result of a false faith. Govinda. Anadi Dadi Govinda, Karma Karma Karma, cause of all purpose. So here it is said that Bhagavan, which has the power of pati. That means there are many great, great devotees, stalwart devotees, acharyas and teachers, and for all of them, he is the master. Sarpatanapati, and what is to be done about him? Srotavya. He has to hear. Where I can hear? Oh, by his presence. Why can't you hear there? How can you know? The Supreme, the cause of all fathers. And nobody can explain. But when he explains himself, he can hear. That is Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is explaining himself. Suppose if you want to know me or know something about me, you can ask some friend or Arun Sangiji. He may say something, Aranya something. But when I explain to you myself, this is my position and this, that is perfect. That is perfect. So, if you want to know the absolute supreme personality of Godhead, you cannot speculate, neither meditate. It is not perfect. Because your senses are very important. So, what is this? Wait, we just hear from him. So he has kindly come to say Bhagavad Gita, Srotavya, just right. Srotavya and Kirtitavya. He could simply hear and hear the class or Krishna class next and go outside and forget. Oh, that is not nice. That is not meant to improve. Then, what is Kirtitavya? So whatever you are hearing, you should say to others. That is right. Therefore, we are standing back to God. The students are allowed. Whatever they are hearing, they must be thoughtful and right. Keep it up, Buster. Not only simply hearing, or I am hearing for millions of years. You see, I cannot understand. Because you do not chant, you do not repeat what you have heard. You have to repeat. Kirtitavya, Srotavya, Kirtitavya, Dhyaya. And how can you write or how you can speak unless you think of? You are hearing about Krishna, you have to think, then you can speak. Otherwise not. So, Srotavya, Kirtitavya, Dhyaya, and Pujasya, and you should go. Therefore, we require this teaching. For what? We have to think of. We have to speak, we have to hear, we have to worship, pujasya. Then, occasionally, no, nitya sounds. Regular. Regular. Nitya sounds. This is the process. So, if anyone read out this process, he can understand the absolute truth. This is the clear declaration of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you. Any question? You can ask any question, but you have heard, yes.
What is the source of life? Not for everyone, but I'm going to speak.
What?
What is the source of life? I don't mean to ask the Brahma is the source of life. For example, I mean it's sound creates life.
Yes. Sound creates life. That we can't give it to. From ether, sound is created. From sound, fire is created. From fire, from sound, air is created. From air, fire is created. And from fire, water is created. From water, land is created. This is nature's law. But where the ether is created, that you have to touch out. If you go up there where ether is created, then you come to God. Therefore, from God everything is created. Ether is this subtle form of matter. Then it becomes gross, grosser. So the grossest is this material, this matter and dark. And the finest in the material is the ether. And finer than the ether is the mind. And finer than the mind is intelligence. And finer than the intelligence is the soul. And with the source of soul, the Supreme Lord, that's what the Supreme Lord does it.
Somebody said 5:30.
What is that?
Somebody,
I heard or read something that Christ had studied in India. Is this true?
Yes, I also heard, but I do not know whether it is true. Maybe, because India is a place of learning from China, from other places, from Greece. The history says they used to go to India, so quite possible. And I have heard from reliable sources that Christ was absent from his home for 12 years and he went to India for study. Maybe. Yeah. Yes.
Well, you mentioned about how we should fulfill the supreme law and you should be what your spirit tells you, or what you mean, whatever it tells you. I mean, if you meditate a lot, you feel something that you should do something.
Oh, it is not something. It must be actual fact.
Yeah. Well,
no, there is no question of something.
Well,
something is vague.
Well,
you must see what is that something. That you cannot explain. That means you have no idea. So you have to learn. This is the process. I'm speaking of the process. So if you want to have knowledge of absolute truth, the first thing is, basic principle is faith. Then you must be thoughtful. Then you must be devoted. And you must hear from authentic sources. In this way, these are the different methods. And when you come to the ultimate knowledge, from Brahma platform to Paramatma platform, then Paramatma to the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, then your duty shall be to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. That is the perfection of your active life. These are the process. These are the prophets, and it is concluded that therefore everyone, never mind what he is duty to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how we can satisfy, we have to hear about him, we have to speak about him, we have to think about him, we have to worship him, and that is regular. That is my sense. If you have no worship, if you have no thought, if you have no hearing, if you have no speaking, and you are simply thinking of something, 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 that something, it is not possible.
Well, I mean, well, you know, I'm still young, I
don't know. They don't know that I am speaking, that you have to know this process. We are all don't know. So we have to know this is the process. Yes.
But we don't yet understand the Supreme Law because we're young and just used to it. How can we speak about it without?
Therefore you have to hear. First thing is truth of hear, you have to hear. Unless you hear, how can you speak? We are therefore giving you facility to hear. You hear, and then you can speak. Then you can think. We are giving all facility to hear, to speak, to think, to worship. This is the society's work. Unless you hear, I can speak. The first, I'm start to give truth of your kīpitabhasya bhiyo pujyasya nisaka siddhati prat. You have to hear, and hearing, you have to repeat, chant, and then you have to think, you have to watch it, these are the processes. Leaving aside everything. Now here Hare Krishna. Or you can chant Hare Krishna. What is the difference? So Sampya Kirtitam Bhaksa. You have to hear and chant. So if you cannot remember all the topic features, speaking from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then you can at least remember this Hare Krishna. Therefore, this is the easiest process. You hear Hare Krishna and chant. Then all that things will come automatically. Now, this is possible for everyone. It will be chant and repeat Hare Krishna. What is the difficulty? You hear Hare Krishna and chant. We are not giving you very difficult troubles and tasks. Then everything will follow. We are giving you everything. But if you feel in the beginning to be difficult, then you can do this. This is very nice. Hare Krishna. We are doing that actually. Somebody is speaking and hearing and chanting. This process will help you. Savanam kīrtanam viṣṇu-smaranam pāda-sīvaram akṣaṇam vandanam dāṣṭam sattvam ātma-vivekaṁ. This Savanam, hearing and chanting, is the basic principle of advancement in spiritual life. Without hearing, we can simply pump up, simply waste our time and mislead people. We have to hear from the opposite source.
When he starts, he should hand over to another person. When he starts, he should hand it. As soon as Krishna will go, he just with the Krishna and just come. You follow? You begin, and when you are tired, you hand over to another, it should go on. Yes, yes. You follow.
Bring that before me. Yes. Oh, everyone. Every each and everyone saw whatever the person do. Check the yes, like this. Yes. So everyone.
Prabhupada has recommended hearing, chanting, thinking, hearing, chanting, thinking, and worshiping. The process which we just now introduced on the advent of Jagannath Swami. Now this temple is now completely fixed. So the worshipping process, this is the worshipping process. By light, this is called Arasthi. So at the end of Kirtan, this Arasthi will go and the worshipping process is to take the heat of the light and whatever your condition is, say something for the worship. So this simple process, if you follow, you just see how you realize the absolute truth. However, I request you, all the devotees, when you come to the temple, to bring one fruit and one flower. If you can bring more fruit, more flower, it is very good. If not, it is not very expensive, one fruit and one flower, and offer to the priest. So, I request you, when you come to the temple, to bring this. Whatever fruit it may be, it does not mean that you have to bring very costly fruit. Any fruit, whatever it is, of course. A one fruit and one flower. Yes, now we can distribute prasadam.
Very nice preparation.
All glory to the Kukas. जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे भवान
जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे
विश्व विज्ञान के जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे Oh, why is it going on? Ask him to come. He said for Sadam.